It's Wednesday with Wiser, and July is coming to a close, a rainy one at that. August is around the corner, and August 12th, the Pinellas County school kids head back for a little lifelong learning. So there's lots to do. Let's get right down to it. The Florida Famous opening party at the Floridorama Gallery is August 2nd from 5 to 8 p.m. It celebrates the works of Paul Leroy Garris, and it's going to be fun, free to attend with drink specials at the cafe. After the opening celebration, you're invited to join a listening party where all mediums are welcome. Bring your own Florida Famous record. Also that night, the Dolly is hosting the Dome Night, Dolly Alive 360. It's unlike anything you've ever seen. It's a 35-minute display of Salvador Dali's life and work. You can enjoy Spanish-style bites at the Cafe Gala and drinks. You can take a stroll around the surreal avant garde, and the museum store will be open as well. There are two showings. They sell out fast, 6 and 7 o'clock. One of my favorites, the Summer of Vintage Love. I absolutely adore Vintage Marché. First Dibs Friday, August 2nd, 4 to 8. Saturday, August 3rd, 9 to 6. And Sunday, August 4th, 9 to 5. That is so much fun. Go and find a gently used treasure. Also on Saturday, August 3rd, Green Bench is hosting Greetings from Florida Celebration of Lager's Light. And it is going to be open to the public, showcasing finely tuned selections of the very best light and lively lagers from incredible breweries across the country. And this year, Green Bench and another brewery are collabing a lager that is on draft in cans. So that's a lot of fun. Don't miss that. Also this Friday, First Friday, downtown is happening. It's also happening in Seminole with the Big Brother Band. And one of our favorite groups, Sages, you need to get your tickets now. You might have seen them at the Kelly Clarkson show. In fact, Kelly Clarkson also had the Girls Rock Camp, which had their fabulous Janis performance of the summer camp this last weekend. So Defying Gravity is a poignant play crafted by 78-year-old playwright Linda Goldman and Sages Theater co-founder, the delightful Christine Hamaker. It is collaborating with First Local Responders, and it is going to present a play that tells you a little bit about the dangers of fall in an amusing way. So check the Let's Go guide. That will be going on. Also going on is the Troubadour Project is coming up at Tarpon Springs Performing Arts Center. It's far from downtown, but I'll tell you what, it is worth a drive. Of course, it's always fun to go and have Greek food, but there's an amazing amount of events going on there. Please take a look at the Let's Go guide for that. So, Lindsay Sterling is performing at the Baycast Sound at Coachman Park July 31st. Blue October Switchfoot and Matt Nathanson is August 2nd at the Baycare Sound. My beloved Christopher Cross, Grammy-winning singer, will be at the Biltmore Capitol Theater on August 6th. Dirty Heads and Slightly Stupid at the Baycare Sound also this week. At the Palladium, a terrific Canadian jazz singer, Emily Claire Barlow, will perform on Friday, August 2nd. She's a music arranger, record producer, and voice actress, a two-time Juno Award winner, and six-time nominee. She's led bands featuring the finest musicians in Canada, our very own Tony Tyler, who has her show on Sunshine 96.7 FM, recommends her highly. Tonight, Wednesday night, the Jonas Brothers pop group, Oh, Those Gorgeous Boys, at 8 p.m. at the Hard Rock Event Center. Little gambling is always fun, I think. And get on over to that. That's going to be really good. So looking ahead, there's a lot of things coming up. Pinellas Park is going to have Majesty of Rock Saturday, September 14th, and Tapestry, the Carol King Songbook, Saturday, October 19th. And St. Pete, Buckethead is performing at Janice Live August 30th, the Psychedelic Furs at Janice Live September 1, Front at Janice Live on September 6th. Daniela Soledade, Saturday, September 7th at the Palladium. Now, what's wonderful about her and Nate Najjar is they will also be at the Suncoast Jazz Festival in November. Radio St. Pete is a proud partner. Please catch her there. You will be hearing her on air with us online. We can't wait to have her. Powerwolf is playing September 7th at Janice Live. Trace Secour is at the Palladium September 14th. Herbie Hancock is at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey Theater. I'm going to tell you, the Duke Energy Center for the Arts has a terrific lineup. You can find more of that on the Let's Go Guide on our LinkedIn. Also going on is the West Coast Players have announced their 2024-2025 season, August 23rd through September 8th. No sex, please. We're British. A young bride lives above a bank with her husband. And so this is just really fun. October 18th, November 3rd, Evil Dead, the musical. And we're going to do a Halloween preview for you. Coming up in September, we had the lovely Brandi Stark and her paranormal tours that she does with the St. Pete Museum of History. And then, of course, we will be at Halloween at Central, but we'll get that all together for you. So that's going to be fun, October 18th through the November 3rd, Book and Lyrics by George Weinblatt. January 17th through February 2nd, always Patsy Cline. March 7th through the 23rd, Over the River and Through the Woods. April 25th through May 11th, Dial M for Murder. And June 6th through the 22nd, Incorruptible. And speaking of theater, Fable is opening up at the Freefall Theater. Cannot wait. Gypsy Rose Lee, the backstory. It's going to be just terrific. I'm going to tell you that American Stage has Figs, not to be missed. Very, very, very entertaining. So, you heard what's going on. Let's tell you a few more things that are going on. Our darling Fiona Frenchet will be doing a fashion show at Decanter in St. Pete Beach tonight, Wednesday. Tickets are still available. Back to the Roots, clearwaterjazz.com. One of our partners, October 17th through the 20th. Tickets on sale now. Sierra Farrell, Mavis Staples, Corey Wong, Tower Power, Boney James, so many more. The Palladium is holding Clearwater Jazz Holiday and the World on August 23rd, featuring Fred Johnson, Tito Puente Jr., Diego Figueredo, Jose Valentino, the very own Ona Kay, and one of our favorites, Haluka, also going to be at the Suncoast Jazz Festival. So there's more. Our friend Pete Gallagher and the terrific, absolutely fantastic folks at the Florida Folk Festival have an amazing guest on Saturday. Please come down to the Craftsman House and join them. It's really a great time for all. This Saturday, singer-songwriter Brian Lena Schmidt will be on the show. They'll have some eco guests as well. They're doing their best to keep the green initiatives in the front. And also Monday Night Jazz Jam host Dwayne White, he was with us in studio. We'll be posting that interview at the Al Downing Jazz Association's famous Monday Night Jazz Jam at the Hangar. Comedy Night at Mangrove continues. Karaoke on Tuesday, trivia Wednesday. The Palladium has Laura Reed with Christopher James, Southern Hospitality on 8/16th, and Selwyn Birchwood on August 24th. Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater, 8/1 Hailstorm, Prevail, and 8/7 Loserville. Duke Energy Center, let me read you some of the great concerts coming up this weekend, 8/3 through the 4th. Paw Patrol Live, 8/17, Maren Morris, 8/24, That Girl Lay. We talked about Herbie on 9/15, 9/20, Kashmir, 9/22, the Warren Haynes Band, 9/26, the indescribable Ray LaMontagne, 9/27, Benesse is back, 9/29, Tango Lovers, and October 11th, America at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey Theater. Please support the Bill Edwards Foundation as well. Raymond James Stadium on the 3rd has West Ham United versus the Crystal Palace. And on August 14th, Zach Bryan. 7C Music has Phil Pate Trio on the 24th. Now, the Creative Pinellas has an incredible show. It really is botanical time here. And the Florida Watercolor Society had an opening, and I was there. They showed just the most transcendental, serene, and amazing thing. So please get over to the Creative Pinellas, also on the 8th of September. Please mark your calendars for Nan Colton as Dora Maar, Picasso's muse, at the Katherine Hickman Theater. It helps support, it's sponsored by the Gulfport Senior Center Foundation, and it helps support the new building. Let us mention once again that Free Fall will have the return of Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson in Moriarty. Our very own Matthew McGee will be back in that. And the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association on August 30th will present Guitars Galore. That will be at the, I believe, the Free Fall Theater. Yes, Free Fall Theater. And go to Free Fall to purchase tickets. On guitar will be Carl Amundsen, Bert Hanschy, Charlie Robinson, Jose Velandia, and Vincent Sims. So, my friends here in Tampa Bay, go big, go local, enjoy all of the events. Wednesday with Wiser, be serene, spend money on our artists and our musicians, and make people visiting feel loved. That's Wednesday with Wiser. I'm Nanette Wiser.